systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to Jumble. Today is a Friday, December 10th, 2010, and my name is Matt Lee.
And my name is Danny.
Matt Lee and Danny, and this is the Jumble episode 434. Thank you so much for joining us.
434.
TheJumble.com/live. It's where you should be watching these live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, usually.
Usually.
We're a bit late tonight. Our bad, but we had shit to do, so that's how it goes.
It's not our bad.
406-204-4687. That's the number. Give us a call. Say hey, what's up, if you want. Yeah.
Yeah?
We had a Christmas party to go to. That's why we were late.
Right.
It's that time of year. I have to stress this. I love our employee Christmas party.
Why is that?
Because it's a great restaurant, and the food is amazing, I think.
Fuck yeah.
And it's good. All paid for.
Uh-huh.
And it's just fun. Like, everyone I work with, like, when we're at work, you know, it's different. But we're all friends from, like, before that, you know? So, like, when we get together and we're not at work, it's just like a bunch of old friends hanging out, and it's a good time.
Yeah, definitely. That's pretty cool. I don't get to see most of those people, because when I stop into your shop, you know, I only see a couple of the people at a time, so getting everybody together is pretty cool, because I get to come in and say hi and shit, which is
good.
Awesome.
Presents, good food, drinks.
Yeah, I got a...
I brought some weed. That was awesome.
I got a knockoff Bejeweler kit.
That's pretty
with
sweet.
Billy Mays. On it. There's
oh,
a picture
fuck.
Of Billy Mays.
There might be cocaine in there. Shit. Look at her. Fucking junkie. Awesome. Love ya.
I don't smell any blow.
Doesn't feel like there's blow in here. Hold on.
That would have been a way better gift.
I got a kit with like 4 9 LED bulb flashlights, like little micro ones. This is pretty cool. Yes, caller, you're live on the Jam Hole. What's up?
I love anal lube.
What's up, Dick? What's up, Dick?
Hard cocks and robots.
Awesome. Thank you for the call. So maybe if you call, have something a little more constructive to say than Dicks and Lou, but okay, sure.
Well, hey. I give him credit, though. Dick is his name.
I can't be picky and choosy about our listeners. I'll take what I can get.
Yeah,
so.
Beggars can't be choosers, man.
Well, I'm not exactly begging, but
no, not anymore.
It's out there. It's out there if you want it. You know,
you feel free to fucking just collide on our jam holiness.
But yeah, I got off work and she was still at work. So and we totally still had to go get presents because mm-hmm. we do. I think we talked about this last year, but we do the whole. You read this Christmas story, and it has left and right in it, and
right.
everyone starts with their own gift, and then as you read the thing, you pass it to left and right.
Right, right.
And last year...
it was super long.
Well, last year, something happened, and someone forgot to print it out, so I found one on my phone, and they just ended up having me read it. And apparently, I did such a fantastic job that they wanted me to read it again this year. Which
you're
is
a dork when you read it. You're like, blah, 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 blah,
blah. Well, like, I've practiced reading shit on the fly and then, you know, reading my own bits and pieces to make it maybe a little funnier than
right.
it normally
and also
is.
You know how to talk in front of people.
Well, right. That I don't
that
have
amuses
that.
People.
Right.
So.
Well, and they're people I work with. So either way, that I wouldn't have a problem with that. But yeah, like I can, you know, do that. So I usually get them all laughing pretty well for the whole thing, and it's a good time. But
it was pretty good.
Yeah, so I'm going through. I need to get $2 $10 gifts. I'm like, fuck, I hate doing this.
Yeah,
I hate picking out shit.
I didn't know we had to be there at 6:30 because I didn't start making soup until late because I wanted to get like an extra hour or two in at work. And I was like, fuck. And then I realized we had to, you know, I had to be there soon. And so, like, I had to start, like, making this soup, like, super fast and shit. And I was like, fuck, I gotta go. And
yeah. I texted my boss. I'm like, it was, like, 6:45. I'm like, yeah, we're leaving my house now. In case you haven't noticed, I'm not very good at getting anything done on time. Like, I'm late for work. I'm late for fucking everything. I get that from my mom. My mom's late for everything. I can safely blame all of that on my mom's,
you know what, Matt's
time
mom,
genetics.
Tisk tisk. Not a good trait to pass on your child.
I operate on this other plane of existence, and on my plane of existence, time is meaningless.
So Matt, time?
You'll excuse me if I'm late.
No, I'm
not. I try to abide by your silly time as much as I can, but... You just can't do it. So I'm wandering through fucking Target because I didn't want to go to Walmart.
Yeah, you came by my work and raped my wallet first. That was cute.
Yeah, well, you were supposed to bring a $10 gift, so.
Right. But I didn't see, like, what you took out of my wallet. So afterwards, I was doing something. I was like, you know what? And Nate was standing right there. I was like, I want to check real quick. And I whip out my wallet and I'm like, I don't think he grabbed a 20. I'm surprised.
Yeah, I couldn't help but notice you had not gotten a gift yet, so I took it upon myself to go do that. So
I didn't have time.
But I didn't want to go to Walmart because I needed two $10 gifts. All we have now is a super Walmart, and fuck that place. I hate going there.
Yeah, especially
so.
At that time of night on a Friday. Fuck
I went
that.
To fucking Target, and I'm just like wandering around looking at, I'm not even looking at stuff, I'm looking at price tags, and like every time I see something that's $9.99, I like look at it and I'm like, okay, that's stupid. But I ended up finding...
Yeah, what'd you end up getting? This is so awesome.
I found a cool flashlight, and I know because, you know, we work in crawl spaces sometimes, and sometimes there's not a flashlight, so lights are always a good, a safe guess. So I got this one that's like a bright tri-LED that mounts to your head. So
it's
you
spelunking
can,
light.
Yeah, so you have your hands free. It's like a butt pirate light. And you can, you know, be carrying shit and then have a light. And then I saw the grabber. And it's if you don't know, it's a as seen on TV thing. It's like this big, long arm with like little suction cups.
Yep.
And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, it's $9.99. And I'm like, you know, the majority of the people I work with are older.
Uh-huh.
There's like me... You know, my friend and then our new guy. And we're all younger.
Right.
And then, you know, the girls in the office. But, like, everyone else is
Well, even
older.
The girls could use it, too. They're all prego now.
I know. Everyone's pregnant.
And this grabber thing, it actually
even
has an
come,
elbow on it. Because you can bend it.
You can
like,
bend
go around
it
corners
shit.
And, like, wipe your ass.
I'm not even going to come to work pretty soon. I'm going to, like, just go and I'm going to have to, like, figure out. I'm going to have to store water here.
You're going to have to figure out a way to clock in on your phone.
I know, because I'm not looking forward to that at all. Like, they're great ladies, but pregnancy...
You have to go through it all over again.
Dude, pregnancy does something weird to a woman. And I don't mean weird that, like, wow, that's really weird you have something growing inside of you sucking your life away. But, like, and, like, getting ready to just wreck your fucking vagina on its way out. Like getting a game plan down, like Blue 42.
Go for a C-section rather than full vag birth. I would sacrifice my stomach for my vagina.
Nolly's Undead says, long arm with suction cups. You got someone a hentai rape porn. Tentacle sex, but close.
Yeah, dude, I would. Would you, if you were a woman, would you sacrifice your stomach for your vagina?
Assuming that I survived my suicide attempt, because if I was a woman,
right,
I'd blow my fucking brains out.
Okay, right.
No offense, like, you guys, props to what you guys put up with, because I wouldn't fucking deal with that shit.
You mean you?
I mean,
you
like, guys
all the time.
guys in general just wanting to put their dick on any part of my body they possibly can, just because I looked in their general direction, I'm actually showing interest? Get the fuck... Guys... Calm down.
Dick says breastfeeding will cause the tightening of the vagina.
Yeah,
yeah,
pretty
but dude,
sure.
It's never going to be the same after you push a twat turd out of
that sure
fucking
that's,
thing.
Pretty sure that's bullshit, Dick. Pretty sure. Dick still thinks girls get pregnant from anal sex. He only thinks there's one hole down there.
Oh,
He hasn't. I don't think he's actually seen a real one.
Is that why his screen name is Dirty Dick?
Right.
Right.
Because he keeps like getting shit like... That's the butthole, bro. Come on. But yeah, so I got the grabber, and I got here and I'm like, you need to wrap these presents because I'm not doing
that.
I
have to wrap this long grabby arm thing. Yeah, how the fuck do you wrap
you're
that?
Like, that's the dumbest present ever. And I'm like,
for me
no.
to wrap, I was like, ugh.
Trust, this is going to be a hit. And dude, they loved the grabber for sure.
Your boss got it.
I know. He's like trying to grab his wife's tits with him. I'm like, dude. And a propos.
I was
fuck.
Like, no, that's why I didn't want Matt to have it.
Yeah. That's awesome. I think all that, me and him are working on a website for the office there. Right. And I think all the time of him like working with me, it's starting to rub off on him a little bit. It's cool though.
God.
They love me though. I'm so like happy that I have a job that people actually appreciate me for what I can do, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, all this computer stuff,
you know?
God,
water's so good.
Well, not even just the water. Like, I do a lot of other stuff there, like computer stuff. I go to my boss's mother's house and, like, fix her computer. Like, they appreciate that, and, you know, it shows.
You're a part of their family.
I've never had a job like that. Usually, you're just a number, and people don't give a fuck what you do. You know, you go above and beyond, and nobody gives a shit.
I'm working on it.
It's so amazing to, like, it's such a great feeling. I've never had that
before.
I
don't have what you have, but I'm much more appreciated at my current
dirty,
job than
Dirty
normal.
Dick says, you rubbed off on your boss? Okay.
Very nice.
I should have seen that one coming.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's a great feeling to like actually be appreciated, you know, for a job that's, it is a pretty meaningless job, you know, it's grunt work, but I do a lot of other stuff and that they do appreciate it, which is really cool. And it shows when, you know, we have parties like this and everything's just boom, you know, perfect. Cheesecake, awesome.
Yeah.
Prime rib, or no, what I get? The
some steak.
Sirloin or something. Oh, so good.
I got
so good.
Cajun shrimp pasta, some shit. I have no idea. It was good, though.
Yeah.
I like
love
those
it.
Tootsie Roll things they make. Oh, man, those are so good.
Not into those.
Ah, so
not
into
those. Like, if I need to know what's in it. And when I ask what's in it and you're like, you know, food stuff. Like, no, I'm not going to eat
You could have just read the fucking menu where it said
yeah,
what
I didn't.
Was in it.
She had taken the menus at that point.
It was like some cheese stuff, a little bit of shrimp. And
so, dude, oh, my God, today... I'm out delivering, and I get to, like, my fifth stop, and I feel down here, and my necklace is gone. My jam hole necklace, right?
Oh,
There's only two in existence. I have one, and she has the other one. And they're not, you know, they're pretty
not,
pricey.
Yeah.
They were custom
they're
handmade.
Not cheap. You
sterling
made them
silver.
For us.
You know, they were... Oh, dude,
this is like
my heart.
These are like
fucking,
our wedding rings, okay? These are like
well,
our,
this is like my ring, but yeah, I get
yes,
what you're saying.
Yes, that's your engagement ring. This is like our commitment symbol for the show.
My heart fucking sunk, dude, aww. And I like looked around my truck. I looked
that's
fucking everywhere, dude. I go
king and queen of the jam hole.
I start retracing my steps.
You can't lose your crown.
And everywhere I went, dude, it wasn't fucking there.
Oh my God! Dude.
And
were
then
you, like,
so
freaking?
You know, I go back and I'm like asking, I'm like, did anyone turn it? And I sound so fucking stupid. I'm like, it's a blue hemp necklace with a fucking. You know what? Forget it. Just who cares? But like, I want it back so bad, man.
Where was
it? I fucking freaked out. So I go to all the places that I had previously been to. It's not there. Then I remembered I had a work order first at this hotel.
Uh-huh.
But it's on the other side of fucking town. So I'm like, all right, I'll go check there later. I call the office.
Call.
I'm like, yo, can you please go outside and see if my jam hole necklace is out there?
Mm-hmm.
She calls back. No, it's not there. I'm like tripping, dude, and I'm like, I keep looking like I'm gonna see it
truck,
all of a sudden.
Yeah.
I kept like a fucking jerk just off, like, and like feeling my
yourself.
Shirt, like it's in here somewhere. I know it. Like, it was terrible, dude. It was so fucking awful. Worst feeling ever. And so I finish all my shit, go back to the very first stop, not there. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? She calls. She said it wasn't there.
Mm.
And I'm like, I don't know where the fuck this is. I don't know what to fucking do. And I'm like totally tripping out. So I go retrace my steps again, even though it's gone. I mean, there's snow on the ground, but I would have seen it. You know,
right.
It's blue. It's pretty. I mean, you guys see, I wear it all the time. And that's, I'm like, and the girl at the office was like, are you sure you didn't leave it at home? I'm like,
you don't
think
take
so.
It off.
I take
mean,
it off to take
a shower but that's
and that's it.
It.
And then it goes right back on.
Yeah. I don't even get out of the bathroom before I put mine back on.
Yeah.
Can't go nowhere with that but crown.
So all over the fucking place. And I finally just give up because it's getting late, you know. And I get home and I'm looking around here like, okay, maybe it's here. Like looking at the cat, like where the fuck is it? Uh-huh. You know, looking for a pawn ticket or something. Going to the bedroom, it's like on my fucking pillow, like just chilling. Like it
came
fell
off, in your
off while I was sleeping or something. I don't know.
I'm going to have to make you another but one. Dude, because, dude, that worries me. Like, it's just going to come off.
Dude, I was tripping the whole fucking day, and it was here the whole time. I felt like such a jackass.
I'm going to have to fix that, because I don't want it just slipping off of you.
Oh, I was very
upset.
It's
about that time to remake mine, too, so.
I saw an awesome bumper sticker yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, this one. Pretty decent size. It said, America.
America.
America. 234 years of greatness ruined by Obama and his Congress in 2 years. Same truck, another bumper sticker. This is what I saw first before I saw the one I just read you. What if Glenn Beck is right?
Whoa.
And then, like, the first thing that popped in my head, I'm like, well, he probably wouldn't cry so much.
He took her jam.
Yeah, he probably wouldn't cry so much. I don't know. What if Glenn Beck was sane?
Yeah, right?
Okay, so 234 years of greatness, all just ruined by Obama in 2 years. Pretty sure it hasn't been 230. I'm going to go out on a limb, and this is a high estimate. I'm going to go ahead and say 10 years of greatness. Ruined by, I don't know, 224 years of greed and corruption and ego and power-tripping fucking, yeah. It wasn't Obama, bro. The America was being ruined long before Obama was even born, I promise you.
Yeah.
But that's the mentality that we deal with here. Yep. Like these people, churchgoers, if you're ever here,
creepy,
if you are local
goers
here, if you have the Twidroid app, you can wherever you're at in town, you can look at local tweets. Everyone is like a church or something that has to do with that, and it's so sad. So I turned on my Twitter location, and I start just posting shit. Hey, check out the Jam Hole podcast, anti-church, religion stuff, posting, you know. We make Matt rap music, posting that. So next time someone goes and searches by location, they're going to see all my shit too. Wow. So awesome.
It's all yours in between church crap.
I know. I'm like, lovely. Fuck what the guy above me and below me is saying. And then below me. Oh, man. Good stuff. You know how back in the day when we started the show?
Yes.
We like to smoke pot. Well, I like to smoke pot. I smoke a lot of pot.
I puff tough,
let me tell you. I've been doing my own personal studies on marijuana for the last 15 years. We talk about this on the Hotbox, hotboxpodcast.com. Tuesdays and Saturdays, our weed show. No cancer.
Nope.
No addiction. I can stop whenever I want. Mm-hmm. No sweats or aches. None of that shit.
Yeah.
Been having a really positive study. I've studied how it impairs my driving.
Oh, yeah.
Take fucking 5 bong rips before I go to work. Drive to work. I'm all good. Do my shit. Drive more. I'm all good. No problems. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Get my job done just as efficiently as if I was sober. So, you know, a lot of good stuff. But before we got our medical cards and stuff, and before we really knew, like, what would happen if, you know, you said, I smoke pot on a podcast and the cops came. So, you all know salvia is legal, right? So, back in the day, we just said, we're smoking salvia. Mm-hmm. That was our key. And if you listened to the show, you knew that that meant
that
pot.
Meant pot, right.
But it was a little fallback for us. It gave us a little peace of mind that, okay, if anything were to happen, for one, this is a fictional show. Everything is made up. For two, we're smoking salvia. Go fuck yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, that has caught on.
Really?
Did you hear the news? You know, a friend of mine goes by the name of Miley Cyrus.
Oh, okay. Are you cool?
That water bottle doesn't have a lid anymore, and
I
just
know.
Kicked it over.
You
but I'm cool,
one.
Yes. So, you know who Miley Cyrus is, right?
Yes.
Well, apparently, she got caught in a video of her smoking out of a bong. Rather than saying, yeah, I'm smoking pot. You know what she said?
I'm smoking salvia.
I'm smoking salvia. Very good, Miley. Very, very good.
Huh. Well, what's worse, though? Salvia's fucking...
Oh, fuck yeah. I would not be driving my job on fucking salvia. I guarantee you that shit.
You fucking take a hit of that.
No fucking way.
Like a minute later, you're like, incapacitated and fucking drooling on yourself. Fuck that.
You're hallucinating.
Yeah, dude. You fucking take one step and fall flat on your face, get up, walk around the room for a minute, say some dumb shit, drool a little bit, sit back down, and have no clue what the fuck you just did.
Pretty much.
I've done that.
So Miley Cyrus taking a hit off a bong. Ouch. Not exactly wholesome Disney fare. Not exactly at all.
Where's your purity ring?
And though TMZ posted a video, it doesn't show exactly what Cyrus may have been smoking. This picture of health blog post from the Baltimore Sun reports, quote, "She says she was smoking salvia and not marijuana. That's a hallucinogenic drug made from a plant in the mint family, and its legal name in many states, including California, where the video was taken of Cyrus." Read the rest of the post to learn what Johns Hopkins scientists say about the effects of salvia. So,
it'll blow your mind.
Salvia divinorum, blow your fucking mind. So while this herb called, of course, salvia divinorum, may be new to Cyrus, it's nothing new to partiers from the past. And then they link to a story about, you know, people.
Oh, and it tastes horrible.
People getting loaded. Oh, it's terrible taste, terrible. Like, does it, you're Miley Cyrus. If you got caught smoking pot, what happens to you? Do you go to jail? Probably not. And it's a video, so there. It seems to me that there's so many ways to get out of that rather than saying it's salvia. I guess salvia is the quick, easy out because it's legal. You smoke it out of a bong. They're not going to test it, obviously, because it's a video, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think she was really smoking salvia?
Probably not.
I'm going to guess absolutely not. Could you imagine her on salvia?
No.
Her head would just explode and like confetti and Disney characters and dildos would just come flying out.
Probably.
And probably crack. Ugh. Yeah. That's terrible.
This is terrible.
So they link to this story. It's Salvia Divinorum, an old psychedelic drug with new appeal. And I'll put a link to it in the show notes, thejamhole.com. It just talks about what Salvia is. We all know what it is. If you go to youtube.com/thejamhole, you can find our salvia videos. We made a little spoof salvia video there. It's pretty enjoyable.
Gives you the wah-wahs, too.
Yeah, fuck, dude. Wah-wah. The whole room goes,
Do not like it. I do not like it.
It's fun, but it's not... Like, I smoke weed every day. Like, all day. I would not smoke salvia every... I wouldn't smoke salvia once a week. And, like, I love to hallucinate, dude. I'm a fucking trip kid from way back, but salvia is not an appealing trip for me whatsoever. No. I would eat mushrooms or trip acid way before I would ask for salvia. I would probably do Special K again, ketamine, before I fucking did salvia.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Like, I enjoy the fuck out of some K-hole trips. Salvia, though, like, I get to a point where I do it, and I'm stoked. I'm like, yeah, this is going to be fun. I'm going to trip. I'm going to get sucked towards the center of the room. My body's going to feel all pins and needly. But then I find when I'm on it, I'm like, okay, time for this to be over. I'm done.
Gives me a headache.
Kind of wish too. I wouldn't have just done that. You know, I get that way, and it's not fun anymore. But like shrooms, dude, shrooms are fun every time. But you're not smoking shrooms. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe it's the way you take it. It's not a fun drug.
No, I don't like it. Gives me
it blows my mind that it's legal and pot is not, because you can function and do your 9-to-5 stoned off your ass. You may not get it done very quick, but you'll get it done. Salvia, dude, you're gonna crash and kill people. Aspect alone just blows my mind. that one's legal and the other's not. Not saying make salvia illegal, but just saying, why the fuck is pot illegal? You know, that's retarded.
See, and Berger said salvia is one of those drugs that you do once and never do again. For me, anyways, is what he said.
For me, that was wet sticks.
That's for me for salvia. That's how I feel about salvia. I did it once.
And
got
meth.
Completely fucking retarded and never want to do it again. No, and I've never done meth. Thank you.
Yeah. No good.
No.
But yeah, cigarettes dipped in formaldehyde was one thing I've done that I will never, ever do. It was wet sticks. You smoke it. I don't even know the words to describe what the fuck happened, dude. It was like every puff was like creating my own reality, but it wasn't something I was picking, and it was fucked. It was completely fucked. Never again, ever.
Did you...
Meth, never again, ever either. Just, ugh, disgusting.
No,
don't like being
thought
up
that
all
was
night.
A myth.
What?
The formaldehyde.
No. What? We traded pizzas. We were rooming with the manager of the fucking Papa John's there. And there were these black dudes that lived downstairs in this big apartment complex.
Uh-huh.
And he brought them two large fucking pizzas and they gave us like four wet sticks.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. That night, I'm amazed I even remember doing that night. Like, it was so fucked. So fucked.
Dude.
Anyway,
it
so
made you
that's.
Trip?
Sorry to. Oh, God. Yeah. It. Like I said, dude, it recreates your fucking reality for. It feels
How
like.
How long did it last?
It feels like 2 days, but it lasted maybe 20 minutes.
Oh,
it's
fine.
It's like DMT with its disassociativeness. That's if you can, if you want something to kind of compare it to. That's the only thing. It's not like DMT. It's not like DMT at all. The only thing that is similar is how it distorts your perception of time. Like, that's the rest of it is not at all. So, anyway, I don't know how we got on that, but good job, Miley. Way to be a role model for everybody and the children.
Go Miley Cyrus.
So, I have here, I found off of Gawker, lovely website, the top 10 most depressing jobs in America.
All right.
This was probably pretty awesome. You totally think your job sucks, right? Yeah? I like my job, but yeah, whatever.
I like
whatever.
My job, but...
Well, you only have it really bad if you're employed in one of these 10 fields, since
All
these
right.
are the jobs...
If it lists one of mine, I don't know what
Number one, cook.
Hey, nah.
Health Magazine did the study and narrowed down the list of most harrowing professions. 12% of unemployed people also reported having a major depressive episode in the last year, which is surprisingly low because, well, being unemployed kind of sucks.
Right.
Here's the list of people with the saddest jobs.
I'm ready.
Care to take any guesses at what we might expect to find in this list?
I'm going Perhaps. To think...
the obvious
funeral
ones.
Funeral home coordinators.
Really? See, I think that would be a cool job. I don't know.
I don't know. You're surrounded by death all the time, mourning family.
I think of it... Don't think of it as being surrounded by death all the time. Think of it as being surrounded by the nicest, most quietest people you've ever fucking met. Just saying. People that are alive kind of fucking suck sometimes.
Let's see.
Some of them are cool.
Maybe septic tank pump people.
Ah, the shit cleaner?
Right.
All right. Sure, sure. Anything that's ever been on an episode of Dirty Jobs?
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. I don't know. Well, we're just going to do it.
All right. How about nursing home?
Yes, I was thinking that too, dude. Those CNAs
being,
and shit. Oh.
Being surrounded by near-deads all day. Fuck that.
My
Except
friend works in a nursing home.
Drugs.
And
Lots
I used to work in a nursing home. It sucked.
Lots of drugs around, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which may or may
oh,
not.
Oh, did that just fall? Oh,
may
yeah,
not
let me
be
pick
a bad
that up
thing.
For you.
Yeah, right.
My bad.
You didn't need that.
I dropped it in my mouth. yeah, it was good. Because I used to clean the rooms and shit, and those old people.
Oh fuck!
They would,
that
they
noise.
Would, they wouldn't
no
take
way.
Your pills sometimes, and they would stash them in corners. Uh huh.
Oh, I'm
that.
Sure. It's like rats, like pack rats. They're just like a pile of pills saving up for winter.
And what
like
are they
a
gonna
squirrel
do?
With
go,
nuts.
Go tell on me for taking their junk because.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. You were actually supposed to be taking that.
Yeah. Right.
Do you want your night-night pills? Yeah. Yeah, it sucks to be around death all the time and also annoying sick kids and their horrible parents. Oh, it's nursing home and child care workers. Any job involing children, unless I think a teacher would be okay.
Any job involving wiping butts.
Yeah, fuck that.
That's what that's saying.
I don't even like wiping my own butt. I'm not going to wipe yours. No.
Ugh.
All right, next one. Hey, high five for you.
What?
Food service worker. Not even making that up. Spend all day being cussed at by customers and go home smelling like onions?
That's like McDonald's shit.
Is it though?
Yeah.
Food service. Doesn't say fast food. Just says food service.
That's like someone who has to deal with customers and shit like that. Like
yeah.
Like a deli or something, you know what I mean? Kind of like that. Like a Subway. Not like what I do.
Hey, they are sandwich artists. What are you? You a sandwich artist? Doubt it.
I bet you I make badass sandwiches better than Subway.
Actually, that prime rib sandwich you made me the other night, fucking tits.
I told you. So, fuck you, Subway.
Oh, excuse me. But really,
no,
tits.
I don't get bitched at by customers, though, so everybody loves me. They're like, oh my god, you make amazing food. Thank you so much.
No, yeah, you are a good cook.
Maybe if you were
but
just
that job
good at
fucking
your job,
sucks.
You wouldn't get bitched at. How's that?
Yeah, maybe. No, people always find something to bitch at, though, for sure. Yeah. Next one, a social worker. Yeah, dealing with the ta-da of the fucking world and their children every day. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Maybe if they spent some more time focusing on their problems rather than everyone else's. God, get selfish.
So was that all it said about the food service worker?
Yeah, they're just like little blurbs about him. Like the next one, for instance. A healthcare worker. They see dead people.
Yay.
Artists, entertainers, and writers.
What the fuck? I'm an artist, too. That's gay. I'm like in there
twice. A sandwich artist? Then you're totally fucked. Teachers. Just like I always said, dealing with kids makes you depressed. Yes. Administrative staff support.
So you're like, you're underneath the big dogs and like supporting them. That's gonna suck.
Yeah. Hey, can you make me a lunch appointment at 2 o'clock?
And get my coffee.
I'll get my coffee.
Right.
Give me a blowjob.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what happened. I told Julia she couldn't go to her birthday party because she had to wait here for her very important facts, and she just burst into tears. Yeah, that sounds fun. Sure. How much does that pay? Minimum wage? Oh, right. When can I start? I've already started. I've been doing it from home. Here. Pay me. Maintenance and grounds workers. That's such bullshit. My gardener is always saying, "Good morning, Mr. Moylan. Good day. Great day, Mr. Moylan. Good to see you, Mr. Moylan." He couldn't be happier. Yeah, right.
Oh, wow.
Because he's breaking into your house while you're at work and fucking your wife.
Yes.
Him and the pool guy tag team back again. Fuck your wife right in the end. Financial advisors and accountants.
Oh, you have way more money than
I
do. Let me tell you how to spend it.
That shit is grim. Yeah, fuck that. And then the last one, of course. Of course.
What?
Salespeople.
Ah,
fucking
yes.
Salespeople.
Yes.
They are paid to lie to other people to get them to buy shit they don't need.
Yep.
I wouldn't feel depressed. I'd feel superior.
God.
Awesome.
Yeah.
The fuck was that? It's fucking Royal Rumble down there. I'm waiting for the day that they both just get wasted and have a gun and like shoot it up and it goes right through my asshole because I'm sitting on this chair doing a fucking podcast.
Yeah,
you guys are
going to
hear me. You guys are going to hear me get shot in my asshole one day. It's not going to be fun at all.
Dude, every night, so, it's like, I don't know if it's their TV or them talking sometimes.
It's everything. I hate it.
I remember we were up the other night, like, I was trying to, like, listen. I'm like, what the fuck are they
saying? I know,
you
can't.
Because, like, they're always arguing or something, but it sounds like...
Yeah, what if you put... I could have sworn for quite a few nights I heard, like 8-bit theme music, like from really? Nintendo. I swore they were playing Nintendo games, like old school, like Rygar or some shit.
It's usually some porn but sounding shit.
Yeah, I've heard the porn, definitely.
Yeah.
If you
There's
actually.
No mistaking porn.
If you go over on the linoleum there where it's hard, and if you put your ear down there, you can hear you pretty well. And actually, if you put those headphones on that are connected to that thing that's going through that hole in the floor over there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you can hear really well. And actually, if you hit record on that. Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, God, really? Wow. That's I really don't want to know
just
what he's doing
case.
Half the time. He's a creepy
hey,
fuck.
Just in case. Better be safe than sorry.
In case he's planning your fucking murder so he could take this apartment finally.
Because right.
you know he still holds a grudge.
So, yeah. Thank you for that, Brian Moylan from Gawker. Moving on. It is almost Christmas time. Jesus' birthday, little baby. Uh-huh. Jesus' birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
I have a little something here. What was once an unfounded rumor is now being treated as fact. Are you ready?
Okay.
4 years, not like the number four, but 4 years. 4 years, there have been whispers of Santa Claus having affairs with various women all over the world. Quote,
can we say Santa Claus?
We noticed that it was
character?
We noticed that it was taking him longer and longer to make the toy run every year, said Blitzen, a longtime collaborator. Rudolph gave the old man a bottle of Viagra as a joke 1 year, and I guess he got curious. According to the North Pole Gazette, on November 23rd, Santa got into his 09 Ford Esca sleigh to get Esca slayed.
Where's your bell, dork?
And sped out.
Could you have all your tools out and ready?
And
please?
Sped out of his driveway while Mrs. Claus chased after him with a giant candy cane. Tiger Woods.
Okay.
After traveling only approximately 100 feet from his home, Santa struck a fire hydrant. A neighbor told the Gazette that the vehicle's windows were smashed out, even though the impact of the vehicle against the hydrant was minor. Quote, Santa crawled out of his truck and laid in the snow, said an elf who asked not to be identified. I went up to help him, and I could definitely smell eggnog on his breath.
Oh, God.
In an official statement posted on his website, Santa wrote, there's no question about it. Santa has been very naughty this year. For instance, for years when I exclaimed, ho, 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 everybody thought it was an exclamation, but it was actually a request. Ho, ho, ho.
Anyone?
The sad fact of the matter is that milk and cookies just don't get it done anymore.
Wow. As if
excuse
it ever.
My face. And the ability to disappear up a chimney in a matter of seconds just made my transgressions even more exciting.
Oh, God.
I've decided to take a hiatus
sounds
from
like a total rapist.
Delivering toys this year. Santa Claus is raping.
I'm scared of Santa now.
The Easter Bunny, Batman, and Kanye West have all agreed to help get the toys out to all the girls and boys.
Okay.
In the days since this stunning revelation, several women have claimed to be a paramour of Mr. Claus. Quote, yeah, we had some fun together, the Tooth Fairy said. Those elves of his used to get drunk and fight all the time. If Teeth got knocked out, he'd pick him up and put him under his pillow just so I'd show up.
Oh my God.
Along with the Tooth Fairy, female managers of 13 different Toys R Us stores have come forward to say they've had dalliances with the red-suited Jelly Belly.
Oh, God.
Quote, a few years ago when the elves... This is so horrible.
This is horrible.
When the elves were threatening to go union, he came into the store, set up an account, said Stephanie Reynolds, 34 of Toys R Us in Seattle. He kept pointing to his mistletoe belt buckle. He was quite the charmer. Oh
my God.
Ho, ho,
great.
Ho. Ho, ho, hey.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
This is,
Several famous women and Rosie O'Donnell have lambasted Santa in the press, Tiger Woods and David Letterman have publicly thrown their support behind the philandering fat man. Several of Santa's sponsors have dropped him from their campaigns, but industry sources say Santa is a shoo-in to become the spokesman for Alltel's new no-tell cell phone.
Whoa.
The Alltel no-tell phone features the new hide-a-skank technology, company spokesman Frank Gifford said. If your mistress calls you on the no-tell phone, the screen will display the number of the local dry cleaners, and her voice will be altered to sound like James Earl Jones. Yes.
What the fuck?
Luke, I am your father. I'm black. You're white. It's okay. The Alltel no-tell is expected to hit the market in January. Joe Dawson can be reached at 252-559-1083 or J Dawson at freedomc.com. Yes. So, hope you all enjoyed that.
Are you serious?
fuck. All right, okay. I got a little... It's the holidays.
Thank you, Matt.
Come
on. Thank you so much.
Come on.
That was
so great. It's the holidays. That was fun.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I got a little local snooze for you. This is always fun when Montanans figure out that you can get hookers on Craigslist. A man accused of paying for sex with three teenage girls pled guilty to a misdemeanor charge of prostitution on Friday in Missoula County Justice Court. So, three teenage girls, paying them for sex, the most you're going to get, misdemeanor.
Of course.
Just brush it off.
Hey.
Brush it off.
Stop making them pay brush it for that, because, really, honey, you shouldn't be getting paid for that.
Yeah, really. I bet it wasn't worth what you paid her. Neil Valentine Smith, 38, totally busted by his wife. Missoula was one of the clients involved in alleged Craigslist underage prostitution ring being run by a University of Montana student and his roommate. Nice. We should totally try and interview these guys. Totally. UM student Richard Carpita, 30, and Anthony Brazington, 21, face felony charges in connection with allegations they ran a prostitution ring with underage girls, advertising their services under casual encounters on the Craigslist.
Yeah.
The case investigated by Missoula's Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force came to light with a shoplifting call from the town pump in Lolo on May 28th. The suspect, Carpita, ran away, but one of the two women he left behind told police he was prostituting a 16-year-old runaway and later identified three other teens working as prostitutes for Carpita and Brazington, according to the papers. They had a stable of three hoes running this Craigslist hoe ring.
You need a wider hoe.
Berger
ring.
Says, so there is fun stuff to do in Kalispell. Fucking A.
That wasn't in Kalispell. That was where? Missoula?
Yeah, well, close enough. I bet they make house calls. You know.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a hop, skip, and a jump.
Well, it's going to cost you extra. Of course.
Better fill up this tank. Oh, hell no.
I'll
go to Kalispell.
There
ain't nothing in Kalispell but trees and mountains, motherfucker. Oh, hell
no.
Ain't no clubs. Ain't no clubs in Kalispell.
No, just hoes.
Mountains, trees, and white rappers.
And podcasters.
and podcasters.
That's it.
Just us. Authorities tracked down the 16-year-old girl in Bremerton, Washington, and told police that that Carpita and Brazington had forced her into prostitution. Doubt it. She said one of her regulars was a man named Val Kilmer, who lived on the north side of Missoula and had St. Bernard dogs. This is very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you.
A 17-year-old and an 18-year-old who also allegedly worked for Carpita and Brazington told Missoula law enforcement about the man named Val Kilmer. The latter woman took task force member Detective T.J. Hooker McDermott of Missoula County Sheriff's Office to his house party. Two. I could do this all night. Smith will... Damn it. Later told authorities he'd responded to a Craigslist ad. Quote... He said he made contact with a man and negotiated a price for sex with a female the man sent to his house party. He said he did at least...
Roadhouse.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
thank you.
You're welcome.
He said he did that at least five times and exchanged money for sex with at least three different females. Smith, a heavyset man in a long-sleeved green t-shirt and jeans, stood before Justice of the Peace Karen Ozerik Friday, mumbling answers to questions put to him by Ozerik and his attorney, Katie Olson. When Ozerik asked him to describe what he'd done, Olson took over, asking whether he'd engaged in a sexual encounter or in whether he'd paid for it. He answered yes to both questions.
To have your name be Kate Olson.
Yeah. Hey, are you a- No.
No. No relation. No. Fuck off.
In the face. Just
do I look like a 12-year-old fucking coke addict?
No.
No.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Whoa.
Just saying.
Her and Val Kilmer.
Yeah. Okay.
So 6 months in jail, suspended, fined to $500, adding an $85 surcharge, because this is fucking Montana, that's how we roll, and $50 for the cost of the prostitution. Or no, prosecution.
Right.
Right. Right. So, it's $50. You know where that money went?
Where?
Right into that bitch's pocket. Fuck probably. Yeah, dude. Fuck yeah. Yeah. It's Montana. Shit. Don't give a fuck. Talk about your accountability, though. There you go.
Wow.
So, you want us to be accountable like that with our pot grows? No problem. Fuck. We were more legit back before this was legal for medical use than you are now.
Yeah.
And that... Fucking, that's lame. Speaking of lame, some fucking more corruption. Kalispell, Montana, right here. A sheriff's deputy will not do any time in jail after pleading no contest to a drunk driving. Nice. You're, what do you do? Oh, you're a sheriff's deputy? Okay, cool. Cool. No,
slap
that's fine.
Him with the Dewey, dude. What the fuck?
No, no. He won't do any time. Well, I guess I police report Bruce.
He doesn't have to do Parrish. Time. Just give him a Dewey.
Blood alcohol level was twice the legal limit when he was arrested in August. Whitefish man claims he was run over by Parrish as he backed out of the VFW parking lot. But Kalispell police, they say there is no evidence that proves this. Huh. It's pretty convenient. Parrish has been an officer in the Flagler County Sheriff's Department for almost 20 years, and he ran for sheriff himself back in 06. He was too drunk to actually show up to the debate. Parrish has continued to drive patrol cars since his arrest, and Sheriff Mike Meehan says he's waiting until the case wraps up before deciding on a discipline. Drunk driving activist Tawny Haynes think Parrish is getting off easy. All right.
Giggity.
All over her face. Quote, everybody knows that it's wrong. Everybody knows that it's dangerous. I think that you should lose your license and you should lose your vehicle. That's just my opinion, she says. Well, I don't know
they
about that,
want,
but for your first one, they should make a fucking example out of him. Every time something fucking medically pot-related happens, they make a fucking example out of it, and whoever it happens to gets fucked.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a cop, and you're drunk driving?
You should at least
sure,
get the
dude.
Normal, what they would do to a normal person for a DUI. Now, you should get the DUI charge, you should have to pay the fucking fines, and until you pay the fines, you can't have your license back, you're gonna have points on your license because
and
of
you
it.
Have to do the class,
right.
And you have to fucking pay for it.
Yes.
He's not gonna do any of that shit.
He needs
and that's
to do all that. That's fucked. It's
he needs to
treatment.
Do more because when you're a cop, you take
you
that
know
oath
that
and
you know better.
You have to fucking be as perfect as possible.
Some people, you know, they're just ignorant and they, you know, whatever.
And
but
it's not like
cops, dude, they take classes to fucking tell them that this is what we need to do and blah 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 blah. Those are the fucking laws you're supposedly upholding and you're turning around and just shoving it in our faces going, ha ha, I can do it and you can't.
But it's not like he was at home having some wine and his wife went into labor and he had to fucking drive. It wasn't a fucking emergency. He was at the he knew what he was doing, and he deliberately was like, I'm a fucking cop. I'm not going to get in trouble, clearly. And he just fucking did it. And that's fucked up, dude. That's way fucked up.
What is this what is this dick saying? It says, how about the guy froze to death in his car in Sea Falls after the cops had asked him if he would let them find a warm place to sleep. Are you saying that
I have no idea, dude.
That a guy fucking froze to death in his car because cops wouldn't let him find a warm place to sleep after, like, getting pulled over and getting a Dewey and not being able to drive anymore, or what? Because I could see that happening, and that would suck.
No, because they would take him to the fucking station, dude. That's, I have no idea what he's talking about.
Well, no, if you're drunk and stuff, sometimes they just request that you don't drive.
Dirty Dick is drunk right now, okay. He refused help. Well, then he's a fucking dumbass. Moving on.
That's his fault.
All right, speaking of a fucking dumbass, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
You know who Michael Moore is?
Yeah.
You know what he's doing now?
No.
He just checked into a Florida fat camp.
Good job!
And I fucking hope he makes a documentary of his fucking ass trying to lose weight. Oh,
or I really hope that
if there's a God,
fucking publicity people,
I will fucking believe in you if you make that happen.
Please.
And he's getting
totally fail. Just totally fail. Be like, I couldn't
would
do
that
it.
Be a fail whale?
Yes.
He shoots, he scores. Filmmaker Michael Moore is getting a jump on his new... I bet it's not a very big jump.
No. It's like a Larry Bird jump.
On his New Year's resolution, but what?
Basketball, Larry Bird, he jumps like this high.
Larry Bird was a master, and he could jump. What?
No, he was like he jumped like what?
Fact check your jokes next time.
I remember Larry Bird not jumping very high.
I remember on my Apple IIc, I had Magic versus Larry, and it was like this black pixel and this white pixel playing one-on-one b-ball.
What?
It was so awesome. Well, it was more than pixels,
whatever.
But it was
sports anyway, suck anyway,
right.
So who cares?
Yeah, fuck sports.
So go ahead.
So, he's getting a jump on his New Year's resolution by checking himself into a luxury weight loss camp in Florida. You and a guest will stay five fabulous nights in downtown Fat Fuck Central, where you'll be fed a steady diet of lard and grease and... A fellow patron of the Pritikin Longevity Center and Spa.
Pritikin?
Pritikin? Do you know where that is?
No, I just know how it's pronounced.
Oh. Really?
Oh, sorry.
For a change, I like that. Sure.
Okay, you're welcome.
I told the Daily Caller that Moore turned up at the $4,500 a week camp in Miami last month. The liberal filmmaker has been there before and told the Chicago Tribune back in 2007 that the camp is where he learned to incorporate more fiber into his diet.
Oh, wow.
Makes my poop bigger.
Hey, you know what?
Makes my poop more bigger.
You don't have to check into a fucking fat camp. Go online, look up what's healthy and what's not.
Okay? How about stop eating so much, you big fat cow?
Don't eat like a fucking retard and you won't get fat.
Do you think
how's
it's because he's rich and he can probably just, like, gorge and has, like, cooks all the time and all that shit?
Yeah,
he made
going
quite
to
a bit of money. Like,
because he's rich.
Right.
And he can
clearly
pay people to control his intake and outtake and whatever.
But he is getting old, right? So...
I guess.
I bet he's, like, worried now. He's like, oh, I'm getting old. I better start losing some weight or I'm going to be a statistic. Someone's going to make a documentary about me. It's not going to be very nice. He is what I picture Melvin.
Marin Johnson.
Melvin Johnson. Blake Johnson record. Like, that's what I... Sean does that voice much better than I, but that's what I picture him looking like. A big, bloated Michael Moore. I mean, Michael Moore. Right.
Right.
An unnamed fellow camper said Moore didn't look like he wanted to talk. Oh, shit. With other weight loss hopefuls there. But he sure was fat. Even fatter than he looks on TV. Like he'd gained 100 pounds. Oh, what a dick.
Does it really say that?
Yeah.
Wow.
The unnamed source said, adding that Moore had a private trainer there and was a big, giant, fat fuck. Moore, 56, is known for his acerbic documentaries. I don't know what that means. Like Fahrenheit 9-1-1 and Sicko.
Okay.
So, Fat Camp. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck. Have some fucking fun. I doubt you're going to get anywhere with that. You're just going to give up.
Do you think? Can we take bets? Will he be Celebrity Death Watch 2010? Will he be the next one to die before the new year? He goes to fat camp and kills himself.
Yeah, oh, maybe.
I will make a documentary about that.
You know how a lot of bars do that, like fucking sport thing. Like they have a little graph thing, and this fucking thing, it would be so many days and so many fucking hours or whatever. And like you pick a square, and if it lands on that square. Like we should do that for
everyone in the chat's like he should just do meth. I don't think his heart could handle meth.
Just do a little bit.
And Amham says, say what you will, we need a Michael Moore in our country. To do what? To eat all of our food? Like, I don't get... And, okay, the first couple documentaries he made that I watched, Bowling for Columbine, and there was one before that, I forget what the name is. Like, I actually did like those, and I thought he was cool for what he was doing. But then the more, like, I heard him in interviews, and the more I started seeing what he was made, like, it just, I don't know. There's something about it that just rubbed me the wrong way. And I'm not down with. He's very one-sided, and a lot of what he spins as truth is not so much truth. So that's what I don't like. But his first two that I saw were really good, I thought. But anyway, he is a big fat fuck. Go on a diet, bro, Hosky.
He's trying.
All right, moving on. Everyone loves a good horse sex story to end the week, of course. This one coming to us from... I really hate when they don't put their fucking location. Do you know how annoying that is? Tallahassee, maybe? I don't fucking know.
Why are you guessing Florida?
Gadsden County? WCTV? Is that Florida?
I don't know.
Oh, Apple... Yeah, it is Florida. Anyway, that's why. Patrick Lewis Lynn arrested having sexual relations with a horse in Havana.
Ah.
Friday, he had a hearing in Gadsden County. The man was sneaking on a property for hours at a time and having relations with the horses. That means full sex in the pooper, in the horses. Do horses have vaginas? Like, is he fucking an actual pussy? Or is it just a butthole? Where's the vagina?
Are you serious?
Where's the vagina? Would you let a horse blow you?
No.
Have you ever seen a horse eat a carrot?
Yeah.
That would hurt.
Yeah. Dude, yeah, of course horses have vaginas. Where do you think the little calf thing comes from?
Well, I don't know. Or I fold. Thought it just came out as butthole. Me and Dick, we don't know nothing. We're just, it's all the butthole.
It's like a fucking dog. And
could you
know,
fuck it? Could you fuck a horse? I'm trying to picture that.
Yes, you could. How does a horse fuck a horse? It gets behind it and fucking does its shit. That's what a dude would do.
Hmm. How would you get up there, though? Like, a horse is as big as a horse. Of course, of course. What if it was a dude horse? Like, can you tell the diff? Like, we used to have horses,
you know,
and they all
fucking
look...
where the vagina is, there's a fucking ball sack there.
Dirty Dick says, so is that doggy style? No, it's horsey style, of course. Come on.
Horsey style.
And then when you're done, you know what that's called? Horsey sauce. Horsey sauce. Come on. Arby's. Love it.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Are you serious? You think horsey sauce is an Arby's thing?
Is it not? What's horsey sauce? What's the Arby word? stupid, you don't know about food.
No, horsey
what's
sauce
8 times 6?
What? I don't fucking know.
Stupid, you don't know math. And your eye doesn't work. Neither does your vagina very much.
I'm dumb with this shit. No, horsey sauce is horseradish and sour cream.
Right, but I thought Arby's had their own. No? Am I way off?
I'm sure that they make...
I thought it was called horsey sauce.
It's just normal fucking horsey sauce.
Horsey sauce.
But when I do prime rib, I make horsey sauce.
Oh, Dirty Dick says Arby's equals Arby's sauce. Thank you. Fuck. What an asshole. You're an asshole, Dick.
Yeah,
I like
you're
that.
You're a dick.
I'm an asshole.
Dick.
So, he was just having sex with a horse.
Yeah, you need a nice little step.
His lawyers, definitely step up to be
And how do you
tall.
Tell the difference between a male and a female
Sit
horse?
Down
there's
to
a
be
huge
small.
Cock on a male horse.
Right.
in balls where the vagina should be.
Really?
You know, when you're up
our
on that stepladder and you've got your hard on in your hand and you're going to poke into something, if you poke into a giant ball sack,
wrong horse.
That is nay.
Nay.
Fuck. Oh, God.
Okay. So he went to his hearing Friday. It was to see if he was competent to stand trial. His lawyer said that he is competent and will be going. That means you meant to fuck the horse. Yeah. So yeah, had sex with the horse. He's yeah. So good luck, gentlemen. Good luck. All right, let's talk about WikiLeaks real quick again. More web assaults, of course, right? This is from out of London. The online activist group Anonymous, which has been waging a campaign of cyber attacks in defense of WikiLeaks, opened new offensives on Friday as internet security experts said that tens of thousands more supporters had downloaded the attack software in the days since the WikiLeaks founder, Julian Assange, was jailed in Britain. Did we talk about the download?
Yeah.
The payload?
Uh-huh.
And that one computer, like, control... Oh, God, that is so fucking cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
The website for Money Bookers, a British PayPal competitor that ceased dealings with WikiLeaks in recent days, was under attack on Friday, according to a member of Anonymous, who were reached by email and online chat services, and who asked for, of course, anonymity in discussing activity that could be illegal. Good on him. Independent internet security analysts confirmed the accounts. Amazon.com, MasterCard, Visa, and PayPal are among the other commercial sites that, after halting their dealings with WikiLeaks, have been struggling with overwhelming demands for access that have crashed or drastically slowed their sites. Sucks to be you. Some governmental sites have also been hit. On Friday, Dutch prosecutors said their website had been overwhelmed in attacks they connected to their arrest of a 16-year-old in The Hague. The police said the teenager had admitted to aiding in the attacks on MasterCard and Visa. He's been ordered to spend 13 days in custody while the case is being examined. The attackers, operating by the thousands behind the shroud of the internet, are rallying behind Mr. Assange and WikiLeaks as champions of freedom of information, and are defying those who they believe are influenced by the American government to halt the disclosures of classified documents. What do you think? Totally down with this? Is everyone in the chat down with this? What do you guys think about this thing? 406-204-4687. Call. I'm curious what you think. Because I'm totally down with that. But I've heard some people are like, totally not. They're like, governments have to have secrets for a reason, all that shit. And it's like, no. You can operate a completely transparent government and do probably way better than what we're doing now.
And probably have more support and absolutely be able to raise more money absolutely and things for dude different testing and stuff. If you tell people you're testing for certain things, they're going to be like, you know what? Fuck yeah.
And you know how you start that?
How?
You legalize pot.
There you go.
You push that forward instantly. Half of the country is behind you now. And then on top of that, the rest of what you're actually trying to get done, dude, no stopping. Can't stop. Can't stop. Anyway. So that's, it kind of goes on. I'm sure you guys have read all about it, but I'm really interested in that because that's really fucking cool. It's the internet, like, rallying behind a cause and, like, going for it.
Yeah, they're pissed.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah,
that's
dude.
That's stupid, dude.
Just don't take down my PayPal account because we do need that. TheJample.com/donate. Like I said before, all donations for the month of December are going into a fund for Sam, our friend Ryan's two-year-old son. So thank you for that. Appreciate it to those who have donated, and thank you to those who are going to. Anything else before we get the fuck out?
I am so tired.
Oh, another Florida story just for you real quick. A man accidentally shot himself in the leg while waiting in line to order breakfast at McDonald's.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Will you please
44-year-old
in your pocket? Please tell me you're playing with it in your pocket. So tell me, you were like, I just bought this thing. It is so sexy. And
this is
it
so
like
cool.
Cock, and boom, but, I just shot myself
fuck,
in
this
the
is,
leg.
This is so not cool at all. Oh, shit. This hurts.
Oh, can
a
I
lot.
Get my McMuffin to go?
Yeah, that's fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
44-year-old.
It's cool.
44-year-old Rafael Ubeda didn't realize he was injured right away. In fact, he drove away when the restaurant manager asked him to leave after the shot was fired. Huh? What?
What?
Huh? Shot? What? I've had my shots. No, it's fine. The manager reported the incident to the Monroe County Sheriff's Office and deputies stopped Ubeda a few minutes later. That's when a deputy spotted blood on the man's leg. He was treated at Mariners Hospital. Deputy said he will not be charged because the gun was not knowingly fired. What a fucking idiot. God, that would have been... God. He shot himself in the fucking head.
That would have been
idiot.
Wonderful.
So stupid.
Just playing with it.
Oops.
Oops.
Oops. Ta-da. I just shot myself in the leg. Ta-da. Like, how do you shoot yourself? This is the dumbest thing. I've known people that have done it, and I just, like, I have a gun, and how do you shoot yourself? Are you kidding? Ugh, some people's fucking children, right? So.
Yeah, what can you do? Not a whole lot of anything.
Not a whole lot. You can just keep coming back and listening to the Jam Hole and all the other fine podcasts that you have out there to choose from. All of them. Lots of good shows out there.
All a billion of them.
So, thank you, Danny. It's been a slice. A little slice of heaven. Email info@thejamhole.com, thejamhole.com, that's where all our shit's at. Follow us on Twitter, thejamhole.com/Twitter/Facebook/YouTube/Tumblr/posters. Join our forums. Come hang out with us there. It's a nice little community we have built. thejamhole.com/forums. We have a free hip-hop album, thejamhole.com/music.
You do.
Look at all this shit we got our fingers up in.
In it.
All up in it. Tuesday, Saturday, join us for the Hot Box. Me and my friend Sandy talk about all of the cannabis news and goings-ons. We'll see you tomorrow for that, of course. You can leave us a message, 406-204-4687. Text me, 406-848-1739. And like I said, thejamhole.com/donate. Thank you to those that have shown some love, and thank you to those who will. So... we'll see you guys Monday. Have a great weekend. Hey.
Hey.
I love you. Have a good weekend.
I love you.
Goodbye.
Have a good weekend.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.